WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, Queens. It's your girl Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Queen Energy, your daily dose of affirmations designed to unleash the power within you. Today's episode is all about something super crucial. Staying present. Now, I know what you're thinking, Riley. Isn't that just another one of those hippy-dippy things? But trust me on this, babes, staying present isn't about burning sage or chanting in a field, although, if that floats your boat, go for it. It's about being fully engaged with the here and now. Think about it, how often do you find yourself lost in thoughts about the past or stressing over the future? Ever catch yourself daydreaming during an important conversation? We all did. But here's the thing, when we get stuck in those mental time travel zones, we miss out on the magic of this very moment. So, how do we actually stay present? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you tap into that awesome power. 1. Become a mindful observer. Think of your mind like a mischievous puppy, always chasing after squirrels, or in our case, thoughts. The key is to gently guide it back to the present moment whenever it starts wandering off. Notice your breath, feel the sensations in your body, and pay attention to the sights and sounds around you. Like a mental reset button. 2. Embrace imperfection. This one's huge, ladies. Being present means accepting things as they are, not striving for some unattainable ideal. There will be good days, bad days, messy moments, all part of the beautiful tapestry of life. Let go of the need to control everything and simply embrace the ride. 3. Ditch the multitasking myth. You're probably thinking, but Riley, I'm a superwoman. I can do it all. Newsflash. Multitasking is actually a myth. Trying to juggle too many things at once just creates stress and diminishes our focus. Choose one thing, give it your full attention, and see the magic happen. 4. Connect with your senses. Think about that feeling of warm sunshine on your skin, the taste of your favorite coffee, or the sound of laughter filling the room. These sensory experiences ground us in the present moment. Make a conscious effort to engage all 5 senses throughout your day. It's like hitting refresh on your awareness. 5. Practice gratitude. This one's a game changer, ladies. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our minds shift away from negativity and towards abundance. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A friendly smile, a delicious meal, the roof over your head. It's amazing how much gratitude can transform your perspective. Ever find yourself lost in a sea of to-dos, only to realize you've missed out on an incredible sunset because you were staring at your phone? Or maybe you've rushed through a conversation with someone special, so caught up in thinking about what to say next that you barely heard their words? We've all been there, right? It happens to the best of us. But here's the beautiful part. We can choose to be different. Imagine this. You're walking through a park, and instead of scrolling through your feed, you notice the vibrant colors of the flowers, feel the gentle breeze on your face, and hear the birds singing their sweet melodies. You're fully present in that moment, soaking it all in. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, this sounds great, but how do I actually make it happen? It's easier than you think. Start small. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, focus on one task at a time, and actively listen when someone is talking to you. By incorporating these simple practices into your daily routine, you'll find yourself becoming more grounded, focused, and present in every aspect of your life. Remember, Queens, staying present isn't about escaping reality, it's about embracing it with open arms and appreciating the incredible journey we're on. So, go out there, embrace the present moment, and shine your brightest light. And don't forget to share this episode with your fellow queens. Let's spread the power of presence together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.